In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord presented to Amos a series of visions in which the Lord threatened the destruction of the northern kingdom, Israel. Today's Old Testament lesson, just read, contains one of those revelations of God's impending judgment. The Lord calls Amos to see a basket of summer fruit. The Hebrew text has a single word for summer fruit, the word kite. The Lord directed Amos to think of the Hebrew word kite, which means end. Yahweh's message was that the end was coming for the northern kingdom. The proclamation of this vision, as well as the proclamation of the other visions, was intended to serve as a cause of accountability before God. The threat of the end was intended to bring the people up short. It was a call to repentance. The people of the northern kingdom did not heed the announcements of doom and destruction. 30 to 40 years later, the Assyrians conquered the northern kingdom, Israel, destroying Samaria, the capital city. The end did come for the nation Israel. Yet even before the end, the prophet Amos proclaimed the Lord's message which pointed beyond the end. In the 9th chapter of the book of Amos, there are marvelous promises that point forward to the messianic age. Yahweh declared to Amos, "In that day I will raise up the fallen root of David. Behold, days are coming, when the fireman will overtake the reaper, and the treader will break him who sows seed. And the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and all the hills will be dissolved. I will restore the captivity of my people Israel." True believers were gladdened and sustained by these words. But the messianic age has arrived is attested to by the conception, birth, suffering, death, and resurrection of the God-man Jesus Christ. Some interpreters of Scripture understand that Amos chapter 8, verse 9 is a prophecy that pointed forward to Good Friday. He heard the word, "And will come about in that day the declaration of the Lord God, that I shall make the sun go down at noon, and make the earth dark in broad daylight." We find a close correspondence in Luke's description of some of the events surrounding the crucifixion of our Lord on that first Good Friday. "And it was now about the 6th hour, and darkness fell over the whole land until the 9th hour, the sun being obscured." We are reminded that at the end of his suffering for our sins on the cross, our Savior cried, "It is finished." And the scriptures say he breathed his last. We, however, know the good news that beyond the end of the crucifixion, beyond the death of the God-man Jesus Christ, came his resurrection and his victory over Satan, sin, death, and the grave. We, like the people of Amos' time, are subject to physical and temporal death. Beyond death comes judgment. For the scriptures say, "It is appointed for a man to die once, and after this comes judgment." Those who have rejected God's will for them, those who have turned their back on God's love, forgiveness, and mercy in His Son, will go away into eternal punishment. Those who have been called, gathered, and enlightened by the Holy Spirit through the means of grace will go away into eternal life. As believers in Jesus Christ, we have been baptized into His death and resurrection. The Holy Spirit continues to nurture and sustain us through word and sacrament. Our gracious God has come, that when we have been removed from this world of time and space, He who is eternal, He who is the giver of eternal life and peace, will receive us beyond the end. By God's grace, mercy, and love, we shall be with the Lord of true peace and joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.